Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we bring you an episode of our special holiday musical, The Innkeeper's Wife.
My name is Leah. I am the wife of an innkeeper in the small town of Bethlehem. Many years ago, during the Roman census, our doors were crowded late into the night when a man named Joseph arrived with his young wife, Mary, heavy with child. We had no room left in the inn, so we offered them what we could, a warm, dry cave behind the house, where we kept our animals, tools, and supplies. Seeing how close Mary was to giving birth, I sent for one of our guests, Miriam, to help me. Outside the cave, my husband Simon waited with Joseph in the cold, while inside we women set to work.
First time?
Yes.
I can't pretend to know what it's like to be in your place. Leah and I never had children. But I've watched men wait through nights like this, my brothers among them. And I've never seen one come through it unchanged. So, if the census brought you here, all the way from Nazareth, you must be of the house of David?
Yes, for whatever that's worth these days. I'm a carpenter. My hands know wood better than they know royal bloodlines.
I understand. My family's been in Bethlehem for generations, but we're innkeepers, not kings.
There's honour in hospitality.
There's honour in carpentry too.
I should be in there.
Trust me, you shouldn't. The women know what they're doing. Your job is to be here when it's over.
What if something goes wrong?
Then you'll deal with it, but don't borrow trouble. I can see that you care deeply for her.
I love her with all my heart.
How did you meet?
We were betrothed, arranged by our families. I'd seen her in the village, but we'd barely spoken.
And then?
And then everything changed.
My wife and I were arranged, too. I was terrified on our wedding day. Didn't know what to say to her. Didn't know if she'd even like me.
Did she?
Eventually. It took time. But somewhere along the way, the arrangement became something real. Something I'd die for.
That's how it is with Mary. She's unlike anyone I've ever known. There's something in her. A light. A certainty. Even when everything seems impossible, she trusts that it will work out.
That's a gift.
It is. I'm still learning it from her.
She's a gift I didn't earn, not a blessing I could claim. She's a light I didn't kindle, but it warms me all the same. When the world feels hard and narrow, when the night is closing in, she reminds me how to trust again. She's a gift I didn't earn. I would shield her if I could, take the weight she has to bear, but all she asks of me tonight, because somehow God trusted me with her, and that will do.
Almost there. Almost there, child. One more push.
I can't.
Yes, you can. You've come this far. You've carried this child through everything. The journey, the doubt, the closed doors. Don't stop now.
I'm so tired.
I know you are.
but your baby is almost here. A few more moments and...
And then I'll hold him in my arms.
Him?
Yes, him. He's a boy.
Yes, Mary, that's it. Push! Now! You were right, Mary. He is a boy. A healthy boy.
Oh, my boy, my son. Hello.
He's beautiful.
His name is Jesus. We're calling him Jesus.
Jesus, that means the Lord is salvation, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yahweh saves.
I've seen babies born before. I know the miracle of it. The impossibility of new life entering the world. Every birth is holy. But this, there was something in that stable, something I couldn't name. The air itself felt different, heavier, brighter, as if the whole world was holding its breath. I told myself it was exhaustion, the late hour, the emotion of the moment, a young mother, a healthy child, the relief of a safe delivery. But even as I told myself that, I knew it wasn't true. Something had changed, something fundamental, something that couldn't be undone. I just didn't know yet what it was.
I've been in this cave a thousand times. Just a space in the hill where we store our grain. A place for animals, tools and hay. Nothing rare, just shelter from rain. But tonight the shadows seem to kneel. And the silence has a sound. The ancient rock is witness now to glory coming down. I'm standing on holy ground, though I don't know how or why. Just a cave, just a maze. Just a mother's lullaby. But I feel it in my bones now. What my mind can't yet explain. I am standing on holy ground, and the world won't be the same. I have helped bring life before. Caught 100 babies' cries, but never have I felt like this. Never seen this light in someone's eyes. We're standing on holy ground, though we don't know how or why. Just a cave carved from the
I thought then about what Ruth said about the Messiah, about God showing up in unexpected ways. What if? No, I told myself, it's impossible, but then God has always loved caves. Hidden places, secret places, places where glory waits in darkness until it's time to shine.
We are standing on holy ground. We are witnesses tonight. To a moment and a mystery, hidden here from mortal sight. And though we may not understand what has transpired here, we are standing on holy ground, and soon
To be continued.